Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
This is Mark Sanowski. I am coming at you with Tiny Shutter, and this is a very relaxed episode because, one, we just didn't want to record a regular episode. But two, it's special because not only do you have me.
That's special.
That's, yeah. But Joe Ferreira is with me in person for the first time ever. And he is up in New England on some family, what do you want to say? I don't want to say family fun because it is
memorial service, but yeah, it's sort of like a memorial service / family reunion.
Yeah, it's a Southern thing, I think. But anyway, that's the long story short of it. And we also have friends of the show. They have been with me in previous incarnations of photography websites. We have the alums. Maud Byrne, how's it going, Maud?
I am good.
And we have Mike Siska. How are you doing, Mikey?
I'm good.
Cool. So, Joe, you are up in New England for the first time ever.
Yes.
How do you like it?
I like it.
Ready to move here, right?
Not quite. I still like South Carolina. Plus, I've got a great job over there. No, I do love... So, I'm not a big fan of going to the beach. That's not my cup of tea.
I agree with you on that.
I love going to the mountains. So, you know, New England has a lot of trees, has some mountains, and it's not... you know, you actually have scenery. Where we're staying this weekend, there's some lakes and trees and mountains, and I love that. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Pacific Northwest, where Oregon is beautiful. I'm originally from California, and so I would go to Tahoe. I'd go to the Sierra Nevadas. I live closer to the Sierra Pacific, so we'd go over the mountain to get to the beach, which is odd for a lot of places. You don't have mountains and then beach. You know, that's mainly like the Pacific, like Hawaii and California. But traveling up from South Carolina through the southern states into Pennsylvania and New England, it was it was nice scenery. Driving through Amish country was beautiful. Getting into the outskirts of New York City. So traveling up in New York, you have a lot of trees and hills and mountains, and so I love that type of setting. So for me, I can't say I hate New England, not anymore now that I've been here.
Right on. So I wish I would have known that, because just a few hours ago we went to the beach. this would have been knowledge that would have been helpful.
Oh, well, okay.
2 hours ago.
Let me explain. So growing up, I would go over the mountain to get to the beach.
Right.
So, we had, I lived, you've heard of Santa Cruz. I was 30 minutes from Santa Cruz.
Right.
And the Santa Cruz is great. It's a great small town. You can visit their shops and everything. Then there's the beach. The beach is great. The water is absolutely freezing. You have to wear a bodysuit.
Oh,
it's so
that cold?
It is that cold. So the surfers over there, anybody who gets on, they have to have some sort of a protection or they will have hypothermia. The water, the way the tides work is they come down from Alaska, mm-hmm, down the coast.
Wow.
And so for me...
We're used to water going up.
Yes,
down.
Yes. It's not coming up from the Caribbean.
It's coming down from,
yes,
Alaska. All right. That makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Yeah, but ours is coming from, what's it called?
No, it's going Newfoundland. It's coming up.
Is it coming up?
Yes,
yeah.
Ours is coming up.
We're a little bit sheltered because of Cape Cod, so
oh,
it's not
true.
Quite as warm as if you're south of the Cape, but...
Yeah. Yes. So, for me, the beach was not a fun experience because it was sand, it was hot, and the water was cold, ice cold. And when I was a kid, I was probably about 12, 13, my parents, we drove across the country, came to Charleston, South Carolina for a visit, and my mom says, oh, go get in the water. I'm like, heck no, I'm not getting in the water. She goes, it's like bath water. I'm like, really? Okay, whatever. So I finally did. I was like, whoa, you know, it is cool. But for me, I was more of the mountains to get
that
away.
That drive to get to the beach was the fun part.
Yeah. We had to go over the mountain. But, you know, so for me, I don't get the greatest of like, oh, this is totally awesome. Now, I have changed a little bit.
Well, we did, in fairness, we didn't go in the water.
No. No, we and two, it wasn't commercialized. So,
well, yeah, there's
that. You know, it was actually it was quite pleasant. So, not to say that you know, for me, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is not a destination that I want to.
At the touristy place.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. No. Where we went, it wasn't commercialized. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Casper Mattresses.
Is that the cat or a friendly ghost?
That's a
inside joke.
Well, if you listen to enough podcasts, you're going to hear a Casper mattress joke.
Yes. Well, thank God we didn't take you to Hampton Beach. That one, it's kind of like Myrtle Beach. It's trying to be like it, but it's just row after row after row of just right on the ocean. Video of just, you know, whatever you want. It's like
shops, restaurants.
Yeah, shops, restaurants, casinos.
High-rise, you know, hotels.
That one, that's starting. There's a couple of places that seems to be that were hit by fire, you know, the whole... The whole thing, it was like this little rinky-dink thing.
Yeah.
The whole building burned down, and just miraculously, just that one building.
Yes.
For some reason, and then all of a sudden, now it's like, oh, they're going to build something much bigger and nicer there now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Property value.
Yes.
But no, we're enjoying New England, and you know we purposely avoided certain areas like New York City and Boston.
Well, that's not New England, New York City.
Well, they
it's New York City. It's not, you know, it's New York. It's not New England. It's New York.
Yes,
I just have to step in here real quick and just to represent the one New England state you're not going to see is the best New England state.
Oh, Maine.
No, you went to Vermont.
No. Barely.
Yes.
We squeaked through Vermont to get to New Hampshire. But one of these days, I'd love to go up to Maine and actually see Maine. Because I've seen the pictures. I've heard people say it's beautiful, especially in the fall.
If you've seen the Pacific Northwest, it's similar. There's a similar feel to
there's
it.
No,
not that I've been to the Pacific Northwest.
Well, okay. Well, the difference between... Okay, so the difference between the Pacific Northwest and... say New England
is about 4,000 miles.
It's about 2,600 miles, 2,700 miles. But no, it's the color, because you have a lot of evergreen, which means all year round it's mostly green.
What do they have
in the New England?
Well, we've got evergreen. No.
Well, yes, but I'm talking majority.
More evergreen. It's okay.
Yeah.
Mikey, what we have here is a landscape fight.
Yes.
This is Maine is going to go
Pompeii against Washington.
Yeah.
Who wins?
Yeah. But you know, and I include British Columbia as part of the Pacific Northwest.
That's one of the places I'd love to visit.
Yeah. Right. Vancouver is a beautiful place. I'd love to go to Alaska. That's going to be one of my
all right, if we're comparing British Columbia and Maine, I'm sorry, Maine is not that. Not even close.
That's it. People I know who've been out of the Pacific, who from Maine, who have been over there, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, and Alaska, say it's like Maine on steroids. If you like Maine,
so it's roided up and angry, and
no, just like that much more.
Yes, actually.
Well, all right, yeah,
because it's raining there all the time.
There is that. Technically a rainforest out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're enjoying your trip. It's a shame that you can't stay here long enough.
I know.
To take advantage of, because you're not gonna head up into the White Mountains either.
That that's
potentially
not, yeah.
Even though I've pushed you hard enough.
Yeah.
So today, just to kind of go over, one of the first places that we took Joe to was a New Hampshire rest area, where we inundated him with some brochures. Places
showed
that
him maps, pointed out, here's where you could go. You could drive up here.
You're
and
so close
and
to
pass.
This
is where you could go. It's not going to be any more time.
Classic case of peer pressure.
Yeah. So we want to see photo evidence so we could share it on Tiny Shots.
Well, I'll definitely take pictures of where we're staying. We're actually staying in a house. There's 20 of us from our family in this house that was built in 1897. And it has multiple rooms and bathrooms in it. So, you know, each family has pretty much their own room. We're my family, since there's six of us, we're taking two rooms. But it's, you know, it's big enough to hold our entire family. And, I had to leave to come over here because I got there at 4 o'clock and left there at 4:15 to come see these guys. So I haven't really seen the entire house completely, but I'll have some pictures of that house too. It's pretty cool.
At the very least, you have to check out Lake Sunapee.
Yes.
Because you're literally right next to it. If you don't go to Lake Sunapee, then
oh, definitely.
I will make a trip to South Carolina. drag you back.
Well, you need to come down to South Carolina too.
Well, we'll see. I have to wait till one of my relatives die. It's
oh no!
Get one of them to move to South Carolina first.
Part of it is, no. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you this. Part of it is a joke. Sorry, if it's too soon. but you said that they've been dead for a year, so.
Oh yeah.
But we have relatives down there that said that. You know, we would be the benefactors if both my wife's aunt and her husband pass away and we would get the house down there.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, that was kind of random that they would mention this to us. But that's good to know. So, hey, you know.
You live far away. You're not in a position to go down and kill them. So, you know.
I would not go. Look, just for the record, I would not do that. I do not advocate that. I'm just saying. Joe hears their address. Since you live down there. But, no, seriously.
Just incredibly odd thing to mention.
It was just a weird thing that they mentioned. And I'm like, have I met these people? No, you haven't met them yet.
Oh. But they're giving us their house.
But that's, all right, that's good to know. All right.
Yeah.
Mental note.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right on. So, yeah, so it's been fun. We went into the seacoast to hang out for just a bit, and where else did we go? Oh my god,
we had pizza.
The weather is the time is catching up to me. Yeah, we went for pizza, picked out for a little bit, and then
and of course because we've got Mark with us, we went to find some waterfalls.
Yes. Well, the funny thing is, Joe wanted to see where I do all the videos for our waterfall stuff.
Yes.
So we went into Amesbury, downtown area, and basically took some waterfall photos and showed him where the magic happens. Here, this is it. This is the waterfall.
So we did some slow shutter cam photos. I brought out my wide angle lens and fisheye lens on my stylus, and then we also did a little bit of video, and then we went to a shop, an art shop, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was like an art gift shop. That was fun. After hours, they were still there.
Yeah.
They stayed for us.
They humored us.
Yes. We're Tiny Shutter. We're here. We're in charge. Oh, you got artwork? We got artwork. Actually, that stuff is pretty good. So
yeah.
we'll bow to that.
Oh, and then you also you gave me one of the Fuji prints.
Yes. We did a big group selfie, and that'll be the show notes feature
just
of the week.
Picture.
Just the picture. Well, I took the picture on the iPhone, too. I mean, and by the way, I'll hand you all of this, and you can do this when you get home or whatever.
He's giving you homework.
Yes. I'm giving you homework. That computer that you brought.
Yep.
I know what you can do with it.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I am horrible with show notes. In retrospect, we should have used your phone to record this.
Yeah, I think you can text that to me or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Let's see how good. The Bluetooth communication is.
Yeah, it's fun that we're actually doing this show live on an iPhone. And
well, it's fitting.
It's fitting for Tiny Shadow, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I'm curious to see. I really haven't asked my wife what else we're doing as we head south to go home. But supposedly we're going to stop through New Jersey. And then,
again, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And then probably head 95 south towards, is it Virginia Beach? No, not Virginia Beach. What's the town above Wilmington, North Carolina in Virginia? I think it is Virginia Beach.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But we're going to aim that way and then head back to home. And we get back Thursday, and I'll do we're going to do a podcast Thursday night.
Oh, Jesus.
With Dave. We're actually going to have Matt on, too.
Oh, really? What's he been up to?
He wants to talk about the Enlight, the changes to Enlight. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
right on.
He has some thoughts on it. He hasn't told me what his thoughts are, but.
Got it.
He has them.
Yeah.
It's been so long since we heard from him, from his retirement, from the show. He, oh my God, the adventures that he's been up to. I don't even remember what he looks like anymore.
Yeah.
It's been that long.
I don't think he remembers either. Yeah, so Matt is planning on coming onto the show this next week, and so we're going to make it happen. We're going to see what his thoughts are and see what he's been up to, but I think it's going to be fun.
I tried to like Enlight, but
yeah,
I can't
me
do
too.
It. I am just stuck on Snapseed. That's my jam.
Yeah, I like Snapseed.
Yeah.
Not that I've tried Enlight, but I like Snapseed.
You know,
I even have Enlight.
As a
you're
precursor.
The Android user. Yeah. I'm sorry.
kind of as a precursor to that show.
I don't even know
if I have it on my
What, Enlight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have it. Enlight Optical Digital Flare.
It's okay, Mikey. You still have Snapseed.
I know.
Yeah. But, you know, it's. I'm curious to see.
Is this it?
What's going to happen
Optical
to Enlight.
Flare?
If they have enough people that would sustain what they're wanting to do. So,
yeah,
I guess that's a little bit of homework for next week.
Yeah, this app gets like 0 stars. Everyone says they thought it was the real Enlight. So, yes, yeah. If you
welcome to the Android store.
Yeah, if you happen to go and come across, it's called Enlight Optical Digital Flare. Costs $2. Don't buy it.
Wow.
So it's basically it's tricking you into thinking it's the actual real Enlight. But it's
yeah,
not,
that's
so.
How all their
that's
apps
what they're
work.
Tricking you into.
That is the biggest question I still get on the comment section of the Tiny Shitter YouTube channel. It's how do I get this on? How do I get this app on Android?
It ain't there.
No matter how many times I say it, somebody else won't read it and they'll just ignore it and ask again.
It's not there.
And then I had one person about Camera Plus say, "This crashes my Android app." Every time. I think it sucks. I'm like, that is remarkable because it's not available on Android. The fact that you got it on there is impressive.
Yes, Camera Plus. Doesn't need Camera Plus. Plus sign. And Camera Plus. It's there.
Let me see.
Is that it?
That is not it.
Yes, not
it.
Another fake.
Yeah. Another fake.
Developer Lori Renk, what it's called.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, it's got, again, a
it's
bunch
tap,
of...
tap, tap,
tap. Yeah, it's got a bunch of one-star reviews saying, this is not what I thought it was, save your money, too many ads, yada, 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 I paid for it, and it still has ads. So.
Welcome to Android.
Yes.
Right on. So, when you coming back?
Eventually, yes, but not now.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So you should have fired right back at him with a... Right after you come down to South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll see what we can do for next year. This year has been a lot of change for me because I'm back employed.
Yeah.
It feels like I've been employed for a while, but looking at it's only been like 3 months that I've been employed.
Hey,
that's great. Really? It's only been that long?
It's only been that long. My job was started in mid-April.
Some bitch. So it did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it would be great to have you come down. Also, Matt has some family that actually lives in the town next to us.
Oh, right on.
And so, you know, that's a possibility. And, you know, if we can, you know, get both of you guys or, you know, one at a time or whatever, and possibly even get Dave to come down too, you know. My in-laws have a big house that can hold people in it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay for a room. That's good.
That's right. So, but yeah, we're, you know, it's interesting. I've been living in South Carolina now for 13 years. And, you know, so it feels like home. But also California feels like home, too. You know, I went there a few months ago for my grandmother's funeral and memorial service. And, you know, it's just like you can be somewhere and, you know, you just, all the things that were normal, everything that, you know, you're used to comes flooding right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, even though
you
California.
Can always go home.
Yes. Yeah, even though California was my home, South Carolina is now my home. And the nice thing is we live in a country that's large enough that you can live almost anywhere and be in a totally different culture and scenic area, whether, you know, you're going from the desert to the grasslands, to the East Coast, you know, whether it's down in the South or up in New England. It's just, and then there's Florida. And then, you know, there's just this wide range of scenic places that we can go and visit and take pictures of and enjoy and still go home, but know that they're still there.
Yep.
Jesus, sounds like you're advertising for a Tiny Shutter road trip.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be so cool.
So
rent an RV.
Brings us to our next point. Support our Patreon at patreon.com/tinyshutter, where you can help make this dream happen.
Woo! Road trip.
Road trip all around, RV.
Give us money so we could go goof off.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota need money.
Yeah.
Need money all around.
Seriously, though, support our Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's funny to have been doing this show for so long and to finally meet you for the first time.
I know. Well, it's funny because they said, "Oh, we're, you know, this is our first time meeting a how did you say it? An internet
somebody from the internet."
Yeah, somebody from the internet. And I'm thinking, there's three of them right here. I got three, you know, people that I met from the internet. It's funny because I kind of look back and, you know, one of the things that I think was a turning point, and I told Mark this today, was his answer to a priest on whether or not Flash was appropriate in church. And
his words were, "I find it offensive, don't you?"
Which you said.
Your boss, pointing upwards, said, "Let there be light."
Yes.
And then he said it was good. So, no, flash photography is not bad.
And I, when I first, because I think you mentioned that story.
That was on the lens wipe.
Yeah, on the lens wipe. I was listening to it at the time, and I died laughing because I thought it was perfect. And you got a lot of hate mail for it.
And, yeah, that was my first time getting hate mail.
But I was like, man, I can't stop listening. And so I started listening to the lens wipe. Next thing you know, it's, you know, I think involved with, like, the community. And, hey, do you want to, I think I went on Keith's show. And then you're like, hey, you want to come on? And I'm like, sure. And
yeah.
It's downhill from there.
Yep. Yeah, that's
an apt digging, folks.
Description.
Still digging.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was really thrilled to be able to come through here and see you guys, and, you know, with the opportunity that I had and to make it work. Because a lot of times you'll tell people, hey, you know, I would love to come visit, but then plans get in the way, obligations and
happens more often than you'd like.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Well, we're also not young anymore.
No. We have kids.
We have that's what I mean. It's like we're all in our
you become responsible adults for some reason.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that.
But
I'm not at responsible.
Well, we can fight at what we want, but you know, we have a mortgage, we have kids.
Yes.
Except for Mikey. Who has neither, and we've lived vicariously through him. Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
But yeah, it was good to finally meet you, and we'll try to make these road trips more often. And now that you've extended the invitation to let us sleep at your in-laws' place in your state, we will come there, barge in, kick down the door, and say, "This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast."
Yes.
Give us your finest room.
It's the camper out back. All right.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Right on. So, all right. So that ends this very informal Tiny Shredder podcast. I have been Mark Sadowski with Joseph Ferreria, Maud Byrne, and Mike Siska. And we will be back, according to Joe, next week with an actual episode after he's driven thousands of miles to get home, unpack, bust out his computer, and do a show and then record show notes and all that jazz. Woo-hoo. So I do not envy you. I shall be listening and laughing.
Yep. Well, cool. Thanks, Mark.
Awesome. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.